nuclear attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my feet of God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show, third and final hour on this Monday, November 20th, 2023 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trekker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by Jonathan Deek, the computer geek. If you go to their website, legendarysystems.net, you'll see his phone number, 231-818-8349. If you want state-of-the-art VPN protection, virtual private network, the ability to move the location of your computer around the world outside of the United States so people cannot find you, cannot hack you, cannot destroy websites, eliminate, wipe out years and years of podcasts like they did to us, you need to get a hold of Jonathan. If you're a small business, you're listening, and you've got valuable information stored on your computers, and you use the internet, you are absolutely suspect to these type of hacks like we were. Didn't realize that we had enemies out there that badly that wanted to eliminate every podcast that we had stored on our website for the past 8 years. Now, thank God, Devin Lawrence, our engineer, has another server that had the podcast going back to January 1st of this year for this show and has the ability to upload those onto the newly protected website, yourdefendingfathers.com. But because of Jonathan implementing certain VPN technology, even on our cell phones now, folks, I don't get pop-up ads anymore on my phone. I can browse and look at things online, and there are no pop-ups bothering me on my phone, let alone the computer. How many of you heard church service yesterday from 11 to noon on the radio station? I was at the church in Berkeley watching great grandbaby number 5 being baptized, little Emmy, 3 months old. I was there with the family, but was able to, with the battery in my laptop, wasn't even plugged in. It was sitting inside our SUV on the hump, logged into Jonathan's VPN server, logged into the internet, logged into the studio, brought in the church, muted my microphone, and you heard church services on the radio, on our websites, yesterday from 11 to noon because of this technology. I had a hotspot on our backup phone tied in to the internet, had the laptop connected to that hotspot, and did church from Berkeley, Michigan. Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you, engineers, Del Reynolds and Devin Lawrence. Folks, you need to get a hold of Jonathan. I'm telling you, this will change your life. And he gives a discount to our listeners. So if you want his phone number in a clickable, dialable link, text me the word GEEK. G-E-E-K. G-E-E-K. GEEK. And I will text you 231-818-8349. Or check him out on the web, legendarysystems.net. Short break. Word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. You remember the former Speaker of the House, Rick Johnson. Well, under Governor Rick Snyder, he was appointed to be the chairman of the marijuana board that was in charge of passing out licenses. Well, he took bribes. Flat out took money. Even his wife got some of the money. This Attorney General Dana Nessel, of course, went after him. Why? Because he was a Republican. She's partisan. If you're a Republican, she's going to go after you. She filed charges against him. An investigation was started. Others testified against him. Well, as a result of that investigation, he pleaded guilty. He admitted in accepting $110,200 in bribes from businesses and special interest lobbyists seeking medical marijuana licenses from the now defunct Michigan Medical Marijuana Licensing Board. A federal judge sentenced him to 55 months for bribery. This was back on September 28th. 55 months in a minimum security prison. Well, his attorney, Nicholas Donzilla, said in a court filing that Johnson had coronary artery bypass grafting surgery in October and claimed that this was the reason to be concerned about Mr. Johnson's health going forward, claiming that instead of having to check into prison based on his doctor's recommendations, that he needed to complete cardiac rehabilitation therapy, a program that usually takes up to 12 weeks, basically 3 months, prior to his incarceration. This recommendation is reasonable because Mr. Johnson would benefit most from medical treatment administered by those familiar with his specific conditions in history, the court filing read. The doctor's opinions and recommendations are supported by the fact that Mr. Johnson even had to be assigned in-home skilled nursing services following his surgery. Well, U.S. Attorney Christopher O'Connor disagrees, countering in his court filing that it is time, quote unquote, for Johnson to serve his prison sentence, which is going to be located at a minimum security prison camp in Duluth, Minnesota. The assistant attorney O'Connor argued that this prison facility has health services units, and that they even function as an ambulatory outpatient clinic. They actually have a medical facility set up at the prison. U.S. District Judge Jane Beckering has not yet set a date to hear the motion. Johnson served in the State House from 1999 through 2004, ending his political career term limited out as Speaker of the House. You may remember this was during the Jennifer Granholm days as being governor of the state of Michigan, finishing up Engler and then finishing up heading into Granholm's 8 years as the governor. Johnson made this plea deal back in April to prevent his wife from even being charged. He entered into the plea agreement basically to protect her. Blame me. Don't blame her. Don't investigate. Don't prosecute my wife. I'll be responsible for my actions. So, as a result of the investigation, conducted by Dana Nessel, the Attorney General. He took bribes. He was found guilty, did a plea deal, and now he has to serve 55 months in a minimum security camp. They're not even calling it a prison. They're calling it a camp. Probably will have cable TV. 55 months. Yeah, he should be able to read his Bible, well, I'm going to say four times, cover to cover. Get caught up on all his reading. Be able to see his wife, I'm sure, on a regular basis. If this was you and I, I can guarantee we will not be going to a minimum security camp in Duluth, Minnesota. But just an update on that. You may have heard about that on the news or not. I'm not sure. Another little short story that caught my eye, and this is kind of interesting. The engineering firm, remember Flint water crisis? Kind of interesting they're still using that. Federal judge granted preliminary approval last Wednesday for an $8 million settlement in the Flint water crisis civil lawsuit. Civil. This means people that were injured or damaged. 1-800 called Sam, got an attorney, and sued Lockwood, Andrews, and Newman. The engineering firm behind the decision to suck water out of the Flint River, attempt to filter it. Well, these guys are the ones who engineered and designed the filtration system. This $8 million is the addition to $626.5 million already secured for the Flint residents. This coming from, of course, us, the taxpayers, for the state of Michigan, the city of Flint, McLaren Flint Hospital, and Roe Professional Services. Land has settled the Flint water litigation, and while the terms of the settlement cannot be disclosed at this time, they stated on their website that they're pleased with the settlement. This settlement allows us to put this matter behind us once and for all and focus on the future of our company. We believe this will finally bring closure for the state, the plaintiffs, the people of Flint, and our company. The company maintains it was never actually responsible for any of the issues directly related to the Flint water crisis. And further litigation would not have been productive for either party, the plaintiffs or the defendants. The settlement, which splits the $8 million evenly between individuals and the class action plaintiffs, doesn't actually end the litigation because there is still another case going against Veolia North America. That trial has been set for February. Of course, the Flint water crisis began back in 2014, when a state-appointed emergency manager approved switching the city's drinking water from Lake Huron to the Flint River in order to save money. Well, basically, the Flint River water went untreated. It allowed lead to leach into the water system, the lead causing a reaction to the soldering joints, providing even more lead into people's homes, drinking water. The crisis was also blamed for an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease that killed 12 people. Both VNA and LAN, these two companies, were consultants to the city during the crisis, the attorneys representing the plaintiffs, both companies, both professionally negligent in advising the city about its water system, and therefore was alleged in court. This is what the attorneys basically sued him for, that they were partially responsible for the residents' injuries, including potentially, this, now listen to this, potentially brain damage in young children. Potentially. Brain damage hasn't occurred, but it could someday down the road. Land said it was retained to provide a broad scope of services as part of the Flint Water Treatment Facility's needed upgrades to be able to accept Flint River water. This included new filtering systems that were never implemented. We told you guys to get these type of filters. We designed an entire system for you to do it. The city didn't bother to do it, and this company gets sued for $8 million in a settlement. Potentially facing extended litigation, said their attorney fees representation could have gone up to as much as $25 million. So they decided to settle. This is amazing. The initial trial against both of the companies had attorneys questioning the extent of the injuries suffered by four children that were named as plaintiffs. The trial ended with a mistrial after the jury said it could not continue deliberating due to the physical and emotional health of the jurors. Basically had a hung jury. Led to a mistrial. So now let's settle this thing. The judge calls him in the chambers, and you know what he says to him? You're not leaving the mitigation room until you work out a deal. I'll buy the pizza. Yeah, you guys aren't leaving. You're not going anywhere. You're not doing anything. You're not going home. You're not going to go to your offices. You're not doing anything. I'll buy the pizza and feed you guys. I don't know if he actually said that, but that's usually how these settlements work. A couple of years ago in 2021, U.S. District Judge Judith Levy approved the $626.5 million settlement. And then Genesee County Circuit Judge David Neublatt approved the settlement, which was the final procedural step. So one engineering company made recommendations. They didn't implement them, but they got sued anyway. Absolutely amazing. Steve and Debbie, not going to promote that until December. But thanks for the reminder. Bottom of the hour news break. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.